Hi, Coach. How you doing? First off, can you talk about the rivalry and having the chance to play the Patriots here on Sunday night coming up this week?
You know, it's a big game for a lot of reasons. It's an AFC game. They're a good team. They're 6-2 like we are. We recognize the potential playoff ramifications of it. But more than anything, it's an opportunity to pit ourselves versus a good football team and kind of get a measure of where we are at this juncture.
How challenging is it to go from a Monday night game to then also having this big game on Sunday night coming up?
We're not overly concerned with that. You know, we don't waste a lot of time worrying about things we can't control. The schedule is the schedule. Everybody that plays on Monday night, for the most part, has to come back from that and deal with it. We're no different than anyone else. It won't be an excuse for us in terms of how we play on Sunday.
How do you feel Roethlisberger has handled himself since he's returned to the team?
I think he's done a nice job. He's himself. He's appreciated being around his teammates and preparing to play games and ultimately playing winning football for us. So it's a process we understand one day he'll continue to go through, as will we. But it doesn't dominate our thought by any stretch.
Can you talk a little bit about how important it was for the team to have some success before he came up, came before, while he was out, and then carrying that over once Roethlisberger returned?
You know, the standard is the standard for us, and the standard is winning. We don't put all our eggs in one basket from that standpoint. He's a significant part of our team because he's a good player. But the reality is, regardless of who's playing, when we take the field to win. We prepare like it. We try to play like it. And, you know, none of that changes based on circumstance.
Coach Tomlin, have you seen any difference in the Patriots' offense, or what difference have you seen with the subtraction of Randy Moss in the last four games they played without him being out on the field for them?
I haven't seen any difference whatsoever.
No difference in the way teams are approaching them at all? They're not squatting on the short stuff or any, you know, narrower windows for Brady? No difference at all?
No. No, they've got too many weapons. He's got too many options, and he knows how to utilize them. You know, I really hadn't seen any significant difference or even minimal difference for that matter in terms of how people approach him.
What have you seen out of their no huddle? That's been something they've been doing, and it seems like against Cleveland they really quickened the pace. Is that something that they're using as kind of a change-up, you know, outside of two-minute situations? And really, what's kind of their intent there? Are they trying to make sure you can't substitute, you can't match up when they go to that?
I think it's one of their many personalities that they go to or they're capable of going to. You know, I don't know the rhyme or reason of why they do it. I know that they don't let opponents dictate how they play to them. I think they make choices about how they choose to attack people or how they put their schemes together. I know that they're effective at it and know they're capable of it. I don't know the reasons why.
Do you enjoy this rivalry?
Man, I enjoy everything that the National Football League has to offer us, man. Week in and week out, we're faced with big-time challenges. This is a big one this week, most importantly because it's the next one.
What effect has James Harrison had in terms of his aggressiveness on this defense, and what do you think has helped contribute to that success?
You know, he's a good player, but the things that you don't see, I think, is how he affects our defense and our team the most. This guy's a diligent, detailed worker. He's a very regimented guy. He puts a lot into it, and it's good to see it pay off for guys like him, and his play kind of mirrors that. I think our guys feed off of his play, but more importantly than that, I think they feed off of how he approaches what it is he does. He's extremely professional.
What have you seen out of this Patriots defense? They're a young group. Not a lot of people know a lot about them in terms of names, but you know, they seem to be a little inconsistent here and there. But from what you've seen on film, what stands out to you about this defense?
You know, they got a young nucleus of core players that appear to be getting better week in and week out. They're really solid down the middle. You know, Vince Wilfork, of course, is Vince Wilfork. We know what he's capable of. He's done it at a high level for a long time. But Mayo and Spikes and Merriweather and Chung, if you look down the middle of their defense, man, they're rock solid, man, with quality young players. And you know, I think they got a chance to be really good.
Coach, this is less of a game-specific question, just more of a kind of a philosophical question. When you got to Pittsburgh, why did you leave Dick LeBeau's 3-4 defense in place, even though you had kind of been a Tampa 2 guy? And how difficult of a decision was that at the time, knowing you want to come in and implement your system? Sorry,
Bill. It wasn't a difficult decision at all. You know, we had 3-4 personnel, some of the best 3-4 personnel in the world, in my opinion. So I wasn't going to try to fit a square peg in a round hole. You know, part of coaching is putting your guys in position to excel and win. You know, no question, our personnel was geared toward that. I wanted to add to that and not take away from it because I don't have an ego in this thing, neither does the guys. We're just focused on putting ourselves in position to win. Switching to a 4-3 or anything of that nature wouldn't have been conducive to winning.
Does it make much of a difference where Vince Wilfork lines up, whether it's on the nose or on the end for you in your matchups?
No, this guy's going to be disruptive and a force to be reckoned with, regardless of where they choose to line him up. We're going to have to block him along with the others.
What have you seen from the Patriots' young tight ends, and how has that maybe changed their offense from the last couple of years? It seems like there's not as much four wide receiver. They like to use those rookie tight ends and keep them in the game quite a bit.
You know, I don't know if it's a new philosophical approach. I think when they got a couple guys that are capable of getting after you, they utilize them. To me, it's no different than when they had Graham and Watson. When they got good players, they're going to put them on the field. Those guys have proven that they're good players, along with, of course, Algie Crumpler, who is as good a blocking tight end as there is. They've got some good tight ends, and they're utilizing them.
Will you guys prepare as if Fred Taylor is going to play in this game, Coach?
Yeah, we got to be prepared to stop whoever they choose to play. So, yes, we understand that he's potentially capable of playing. We also understand they've got some other good options as well. Really been impressed with Woodhead and film study, along with the other ones.